Thank you very much. When I get introduced as a treasurer, I sort of cringe. I know what you're all thinking. Oh, no, here comes the accountant. Time for a nap. But that's why we're doing it at lunch, because you have all the food in front of you. You can't put your head down on the table. I would like to share two principles that Oikios adheres to regarding money. First, in the giving section of the bylaws, Article 14 states the standard that Oikios adheres to regarding giving, and it's 2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And the bylaws go on to say, this scripture is the basis of the corporation's teaching on giving. Network fellowships will not collect participants' giving to be sent directly to the corporation. We live in the grace administration, and as such, we've been freed from the law, and that includes the law of tithing. Today, we have free will. There's no scripture related to the grace administration that dictates or indicates how much we're supposed to give or where we're supposed to give. In the English Standard Version, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must give as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And in the Amplified Bible, it says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves, parenthesis, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without, end of parentheses, a cheerful or joyous giver whose heart is in his giving. 2 Corinthians 9:7 clearly states that it's an individual's decision on what he wants to give. Giving in the grace administration comes from the heart and mind of an individual, not by intimidation or compulsion or reluctantly. It's to be given from the heart. As it states in the Amplified Bible, God takes pleasure in a cheerful or joyous giver and is not willing to abandon them. The second principle I want to talk about is how Oikios operates with its money. Oikios Christian Network is directed by three governance teams, the leadership team, the finance team, and the oversight team. And currently, there are 19 individuals serving on those teams, and all serve as volunteers. Oikios has no employees, and these 19 individuals do not count the number of many other wonderful volunteers that we have that help put on events like we're enjoying this weekend, or the courses, the help with our website, and many other activities that we're so grateful for their help with. One of the primary financial goals of Oikios is to keep the administrative expenses of the organization as low as possible. And being a volunteer-based organization is essential in accomplishing that goal. In fact, since September 1st, 2018, which was the inception or beginning of Oikios, Oikios has only spent 11% of its disbursements on administrative costs. And part of that was a one-time cost when we filed for our 501c3 recognition from the IRS, which we were approved for. And that action that we took is the reason that we're able to be here today. In North Carolina, there's currently a gathering limit indoors, but there is an exception for religious organizations, which we qualify because of our 501c3. So we have seen benefits from that decision right here. 89% of our expenses have been for the courses that we offer, events like this faith conference, and developing and maintaining our website. The goal of Oikios has been and will continue to be to use the resources that are provided to us to make the Word of God available to anyone that is interested in Oikios. As most of you know, we offer 5 courses, and only one of them is there a charge for. And what we charge covers only a portion of the meals that we provide at the courses or at events like this. And we do that because we want to make these events and courses available to as many people as can come. It's our heart and goal to just make the events and courses as inexpensive as possible so that finances is not a reason that somebody is not able to attend. As with all events and courses, Oikios is not going to be passing a plate around, a collection plate around at this event. But if anybody does have a heart to give and a mind to give, in the back of this room tomorrow morning before the meeting and also during the break, there will be a collection box where giving can be received. And in addition to that, you can give through the website on the giving page, or you can mail giving directly to our business address in Melbourne, Florida, and that address is also listed on the website. So on behalf of the entire Oikios team, I want to thank all of you that have been so gracious in your giving. It has enabled us to accomplish incredible things over the first 22 months. And honestly, us on the team believe we're really just getting started. Thank you very much.